Time now for the Rural News with Maya Barry. Now, morning, Maya. How are you?
I'm good. Bit of a dreary old day down in Christchurch, but here it's similar up in Wellington, is it?
It is a little bit, I'm afraid. Now, look, this is a very controversial area, the cattle exports, but thousands are due to leave New Zealand shortly. That temporary ban, it's been lifted, hasn't it?
It has. So the trade was halted last month. That was after the Gulf Livestock One. It sailed from Napier carrying almost 6,000 cattle, but you'll remember it capsized off the coast of Japan. An independent review has now been completed, and MPI on Friday announced that it will allow shipments again, but it's subject to new rules. So that includes having slightly fewer animals on board, as well as more fodder on ships and more frequent reporting on the condition of the animals. Now, the Animal Genetics Trade Association, that represents some exporters, and it thinks that the review was thorough and that the actions taken by the Ministry for Primary Industries are appropriate. Its spokesperson, David Heyman, says the industry is now poised to move thousands of cattle that were held back by the moratorium.
That is the top priority. Now that we understand the extra assurances that MPI requires, we can readily comply with those.
How much has this cost you?
It's probably cost the industry well in excess of $10 million. And then there's a flow-on effect to the trade, some orders potentially cancelled or lost.
Can you put a figure on that indirect impact?
Difficult to do that at this point, but obviously we will be assessing it as we go along.
How easy will it be to meet the requirements that have been imposed on new shipments by MPI?
Well, the requirements are all around new documentation. It's important to note that the breeding stock export sector has been operating at a high level of competence, and the report acknowledges that. If you quote from the report, mortality has been very low. So at this stage, I think that New Zealand farmers and industry stakeholders can be very proud of the competence of their export sector.
There is a substantive report on the entire issue that's going through MPI at the moment. What worries, if any, do you have about what that might say about the long-term future of this trade?
Our view at this stage is that the Heron report has helped to make a very positive contribution and highlight the success of the industry to date. So fundamentally, we think that these factors will improve the sustainability of the industry significantly.
That's David Heyman of the Animal Genetics Trade Association, and he was speaking to Eric Frickberg there. And as you say, Philippa, a very controversial issue. Animal welfare groups, they're really unhappy with MPI's decision. They say it's tinkering around the edges of a trade which they think should be completely banned.
Now, look, there was a lot of hope, wasn't there, that New Zealanders who maybe had lost their jobs during COVID times would move into rural industries. But the dairy industry, it's already winding down a training course.
Yes, so it has had a bit of luck with some people switching industries, but not as many as it had really hoped. So it had this course that it launched with the government in May that was targeting people who have been affected by COVID-19. It's offering them a free entry-level training to move into a farming career, but it is winding down the course. It says it will bring it back next year, but like many in the primary sector, it just hasn't seen as many New Zealanders looking for work as was expected. Tim Mackle, he's the chief executive of Dairy NZ, and he says it needs time to review and refresh the program.
So we did, along with MPI and MSD, kick off a Go Dairy training course earlier on, and look, we've had some really good progress through that. We're reasonably pleased with how it's gone, but we have now, I guess, we're going to wind down this month and then kick off again next year in preparation for the next season. There have been some factors, we think, that have been, I guess, working against us. If you look at unemployment, you know, many pundits were predicting 8 or 9% unemployment by this time of the year, but actually it's about 4%, I understand. And on top of that, you know, you've got, I guess, wage subsidies, and you've also got the job saver kind of thing as well. So I guess those factors are, you know, they're good. They help people out, but at the same time, you know, we haven't seen an absolute flood of Kiwis yet, and we hope to see a lot more Kiwis come forward for next season.
That's Dairy NZ's Chief Executive Tim Mackle, and that wraps up the Rural News for this morning.